Now, just a little word for the boys and the girls. Where are all the boys and girls this morning? Well, lovely, yes. Where I was last week, there was not trace of one boy or girl. Somebody said they must have heard you were coming, Mr. Henry, but it had nothing to do with me. But that's lovely. You all looking forward to your holidays? Good, good, good. So am I. In a couple of weeks' time, I'll be redundant because every morning, nearly every morning, I take three or four children to two different schools. One is boy is 13 years of age, and the others are 5 and 7. And the boy that I take to the grammar school, he is 13 years of age, and you know, one thing about him, every morning I take him, he never gets out of the car, or as he's getting out of the car, he says, "Thank you, Granda. Thank you, Granda." He never misses to say thank you. Now, I didn't tell him that that was a condition of him getting into the car, anything like that. But that's what he says. The other three, they can hardly wait until I get the doors open and out. They go like hares. And they don't care about grandeur or what's going to happen, but away they go. But it's nice, and I think we all appreciate gratitude and thanksgiving. And the Bible is full of that, praise and gratitude to God. We have a man in our church in Arne, and he was telling us this story recently about one of his brothers who was down in Belfast. And wherever he was in the city, he found a check for a very large sum of money. He lifted the check. He took the check to the police. The police were able, because of all these modern technology things, they were able to very soon tell him who owned the check and where the person lived who owned the check. So I assume that they advised him to go to the person to the house. That's what he did. He arrived at the door. This lady came to the door. He presented the check. She appeared grateful, thanked him. They chatted for a minute or two. And then she said, "Hold on. Or wait a minute." Why do you think she did that, boys and girls? Why do you think she said, "Now don't run away, just take your time, hold on"? Well, he assumed that she was going back into the house and she was coming out with a reward. She was going to show her appreciation for his honesty and him bringing the check. Well, right enough, she went back into the house. And very soon she came out and she had a brown bag. And of course he wondered whatever could be in the brown bag. I don't know if he wondered if it was full of money or not, but anyhow, it looked full. And she handed him this, the lady handed him this bag, and she thanked him for bringing the check and said goodbye. And he carried the bag to the car. And what do you think was in the bag? Any boy or girl like to have a guess what was in this bag? No, you would never guess. I never would have guessed either. But apparently, there were 6 duck eggs. And as I understand it, from what Stephen has said, as a family, they don't eat duck eggs, or they certainly don't go and buy duck eggs. But I have been asking my friend, and he has assured me that I think he has eaten 2 of them. So he's doing very well, though he didn't find the check. But, you know, the man who was honest and who went out of his way to take the check to the owner, he was obviously disappointed. That's the message that comes through in the story. There wasn't the appreciation shown that he felt there should have been shown, or the gratitude. And you know, boys and girls, that happens continually. People do not show their appreciation. When the Lord Jesus was here upon earth, there were lepers cleansed. They didn't even take the trouble to come back and say thank you. There was one. But when we think about the Bible and spiritual things, and we think about what God has done, what Christ has done, how amazing, how what lengths God has gone to provide us with something wonderful and precious, invaluable. And you know, there's a hymn that says something like this: have you ever said, I thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me? And in the light of Calvary this morning, boys and girls, and that's the very center of our faith, the cross work of Christ, what Jesus did on Calvary. He died for sinners, he died for rebels like us. Paul said he loved me and gave himself for me. And it's so important to get to that place where you believe that Jesus died for you. And then you thank him. Not once, but continually. I wonder if there are any boys and girls this morning, you've in your home and school and Sunday school, multiplicity of ways, you hear about Jesus and what he's done on the cross, dealing with your sin, giving you hope for the future. Wonder if you've really ever come to the place where you've said, thank you, Lord, and you've acknowledged his goodness. I trust, well, if you haven't, that soon that will be so in your life and your experience.